When We Waffle on FIBA Radio.
Somebody needs to stand up to you, Mr. Poopy Pants.
You made a commitment to buy the Doody Doo juice.
I'm in a lay-by on the A253. I'm about to finger a butthole.
It's 21 places up from 59. It's a great little tour segment. It's Bad Stu and the Radsteins. Welcome to When We Waffle with Laurie Peters. And Cat Fox.
Hi.
And now it's Do Dempsey and Dempsey Do Daddles. I don't know about you guys. How are you getting home this evening?
That's what you expect them all to like be wandering off at the end there.
Hey girls,
see you with your boyfriend or? It's staying exactly where it is. It's down and up, no places.
Welcome to When We Waffle.
We've done that.
How is everybody? Is everyone all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, actually. Can or QB?
We're trying a little thing here. We're being Socialisation 56. We're live on Facebook. Live and direct.
Yeah, this is weird, because I'm watching you.
Oh, are you?
On here, and you're just there. Oh, dear. I look a bit silly, I think.
Oh, we all should have thought about this.
Yeah.
This is why we can't ever go on. We can't ever start doing... Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Nailed.
Still cats wearing glasses.
That's the podcast up 71,000,000%. So we're live on Facebook and you can ask us questions and say stuff. Probably won't answer you. Probably don't know how to, really.
Goggles, goggles.
Yeah, because we get that sort of, like, old people mentality. We're like, we're on live now, are we, Laurie?
I think so.
I just popped this in the cellophane bag. How is your mum?
Oh, she's doing brilliantly, thank you. She's seeing Maureen, the cardiac nurse, today.
Oh.
And then she's seeing a consultant next week. She's making sure she gets her hair done before she sees him.
Yeah, I don't want to go in there.
She likes to look good, you know.
Like when you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist.
Always.
It's just silly.
Yeah.
Don't need to do it, do you?
But you got to. Well, I always seem to eat an onion sandwich before I go to the dentist.
Me too. Not an onion sandwich, but I had a big old meal and then I went there and she's like, L2, 25, 1B9. You know when they start doing that jargon? 221, 3, 3, 4.
Like a robot.
That's 1 and 9, that's 5, that's all the fat ladies. Start putting out bingo balls. I went to the dentist once and they said, we're going to do a mild operation on you. Because I kept getting infected because I had a little pocket at the back of my teeth. They said they're going to just widen the gully out.
That sounds disgusting.
4 hours I was there. And then she said those words, oh, we're going to have to stop using the drill because we're getting very close to the nerve, so I'm just going to do it manually. And after a while, I'd run out of places to go because, you know, you have that, like, be brave, sandy beaches, best holidays I've ever had. And then after a while, you, like, start running out, don't you, totally, of, like, beachy, sandy heads. someone's scraping my jaw.
So that's funny because my safe place is a sandy beach. My safe place is a beach on holiday after I've had a lunch and a glass of lager. That's my go-to safe place.
Who sorts their meal out before you hit your safe place?
Right, so I've had a shit in a week, so I don't want to be, you know, because I'm relaxing now on the beach.
Exactly. But I just know I'm in the state where I'm probably going to be asleep in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So I do all that stuff before.
I'm on a Sunday beach, I'm having a lager.
Laurie, what's your safe place?
Oh, there he goes.
Shaved place.
What kind of a place is that?
Laurie, that's not a shaver, that's my rabbit. Oh, those 10 ages.
I go to... I just go into a blank space.
I just knew he was going to say that. Just blank, a big blank bit of space.
Blank my head out.
But like the kid on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original one, you know, the American kid who gets shrunk down and put on the advert.
TV! Mike TV!
Hey, I'm on the TV now, Dad! I'm in a blank space! What do I do?
That's not what you're like.
Yeah, Mike TV. I mean, I never minded the dentist because my dentist always used to be nice to me. You know, he used to say, "All right, Laurie, it's a sticker. Laurie.
I'll just take that crystal off you, Laurie, don't worry."
Bang, bang, bang. So jumping as much as he could.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? How's your granddad?
He like looks over. Granddad's sitting there.
Yeah. I'm all right.
I saw some crystals in a window the other day, actually, for 500 quid.
Whoa.
Just like a big... kind of amethyst that's been cut in half. Hmm. It kind of looks like a cave with purple crystals inside.
Yeah.
And 500 quid. And I was like, Jesus, who would bother with that?
Crystal enthusiasts.
Yeah, I guess so.
Be no good to your granddad because he wouldn't be able to get that on the end of a wand.
No. Someone left an iTunes report or whatever it's called.
Review,
yeah. And
Laurie's not doing very well at the moment and could actually give a little bit more of himself.
Something.
Although he has great effort, talking amongst the class could be less.
Lack of concentration. Okay. Is a real problem.
Too much time in his blank space.
Yeah, turning up to class with cans of lager.
Pale ale.
Yeah, they said, oh, like listening to Cat's Corner and Terry and Laurie's crystals. Dark crystals.
All right. I think they are finally starting they are starting to make Dark Crystal 2, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I know the rumblings are...
What, is that the one with the puppets?
Yes, Skeksis. Stuff like that, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, no one else puts that level of brilliance into stuff than Henson Projects. And really, if you're going back, because I mentioned Tim Curry the other week, and a lot of young people don't really know about Legend, really, but everybody knows about Labyrinth.
Yes.
And I think that's because, really, if you sit down and think about it, what has there been another film with as much puppeteering and as much wonderful creatures in as that?
And it was a mixture, wasn't it? It was the puppeteering, it was the crazy story, it was the music as well, and
Bowie.
It was just the bonkersness of the whole situation.
Bowie and his balls.
You remind me of the hoodoo, you-doo, voodoo, moodoo, kudoo.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. While he was twiddling his crystal balls.
Gang, 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 gang.
Don't mind me, I'm just doing my crystal balls.
David Bowie.
This is going to be good, I'm in it. Oh! That used to weird me out, that one, Starman. There's a Starman. It's the bit... Let the children yowzy, let the children yowzy. Let the children bogey. And I'm like, what?
Totally drugs, isn't it? Totally talking about drugs.
What, let the kids get off their tits on drugs?
Let the children yowzy. Let the children yowzy.
Yowzy?
Let the children bogey.
Bogey. I get the boogie, but...
Ow, 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 ow. God, he was good.
1A.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get anybody? I mean, I know Justin... What's it called?
Bieber
and all that. Like, I know he's chucking it out at the minute, but are we going to get any of those old stars that I just give you album after album? Because we take the piss out of Prince going up and down the lift, but really he was a massive genius. And there was a clip of him lately just playing the drums, and there's nothing he can do.
Who out there at the moment has got the ability to create these new fantastic worlds and take you there by music? At the moment, I don't see anyone doing anything really that creative.
No, I don't. And it was like Gaga's new album's a bit not very good, and she seems to be repeating herself a lot, and that sort of smacks to me that perhaps you should get a songwriter involved. I'm not being catty in any way, but that new single of hers doesn't really go anywhere.
Mm.
What, that new one, Chitinko Bandito?
Oh, yeah, Chitinko Bandito.
Chitinko Bandito!
That's her style at the minute. Just oh, Champito Dandito. Champito Dandito. Champito Dandito Dandito Bandito.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Anything apart. I heard in the new Bruno Mars one. Shut your face. Shut up. I got money in my pocket.
Shut your face! Shut up! I got money in my pocket!
And I don't actually aggressive. Mind it because it has got that sort of 80s sort of sensibility of it, but still could do with about 9 more hooks in it and a bit more of a song.
Shut up! Put some money in your pocket!
But it's getting close to what it should be. But then that's like Mark Ronson, isn't it? Mark Ronson. Every time Mark Ronson's like, just you know, when we did the song, it's
Ronnie Corbett, isn't it?
When he produced
Drunk at Ronnie Corbett.
I'm just doing songs.
When he did what?
When he produced, who's that girl who died, the singer?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
When he was saying to someone that I know that when he produced that album with her, it wasn't easy. And I can imagine it wouldn't be with her because I have to like retune her voice and stuff like that. But then I thought, but everything he does doesn't look easy, even sitting down.
No, like, oh, God, I'm going to smart Ronson. Because he always sort of turns up and gives out awards. You know that? Where's that going to change award systems, right? You got people who know how to use mics, but somehow don't. As soon as they pick up a award, they forget how to use a mic and talk like right down. Thanks to my mother and my calendar. And then you've got that weird bit where you get two stars come in and do a bit of comedy monologue, which is always excruciatingly shit. Yeah. Hey, Darren. Yes, Janine. Of course, you didn't get here by your own accord, did you? You came here on your own ego. Ha ha ha! And the nominees are... It's always the same. Got to go for it all the time.
But then again, I think that Ricky Gervais does a really good job.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Because he just rips into it. And they don't know how to react, do they?
No, especially not that self-congratulatory crowd.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The elite...
They who think they're just so entitled just to...
Well, my profession, being an actor, is so self-congratulatory, it's ridiculous. And the nominees for people who turned up at work are... And then they stand up and go, you know, there's a lot of people involved in turning up at work. Jeff Raymond, Jeffy Joe Jeff, Jeff, and Jeffy... And then they all thank and walk off.
So, Laurie, did we get an award recently for our podcast?
Yeah, we regularly get it.
Every Friday.
Yeah, it knocks on the door. Someone knocks on the door.
Yeah. Just hurls it at you.
Just throws it in my face.
Yeah.
Set it up.
And then I wipe off the blood.
I like to thank everybody.
Yeah,
what's your speech?
I just stand at the front door and go, thanks, everyone, cheers.
I'm not very good at speeches. Did you see the guy from Arctic Monkeys drop the mic? Did you see that?
Oh, no.
It was like a comedy sketch, yeah.
What did he do? Just drop.
Did he really, really?
He was
really?
Just like, rah, 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 and then he dropped the mic.
So is that where the term drop the mic's from? Or was it made from before?
I don't know.
Is it the Alex person?
Yeah.
Because I do think he's effing sexy.
Yes, he is, and he's amazing. He's talented.
But don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like suddenly he surrendered all his cool and... I don't know.
People are all trying to be fucking Liam Gallagher, turn it in, you know.
Yeah, but did you see Liam recently? Because he turned up to the new film. And even then, the press had forgotten what a wonderful Wally he is. And they just had a field day. And he was just like... It doesn't even make sense, what he says.
He's a cartoon character, really.
Isn't he? I used to see him. I used to live up in Hampstead, and he used to just... Even going to the shops, he was swaggering. Yeah. And then he'd be, like, spinning around looking for beans, going, oh, just looking for beans, and it... Oh, like, yeah, it's me, Liam Gallagher, and
it... What passed his house with Carl once? He's got his house on Hampstead Heath. Yeah, well, he had one there.
Yeah, probably.
And there was a window, and one of his windows is like a mod sign, so it's a circular window with a mod sign. And I could see him upstairs doing something, but I didn't stand around to mooch and look.
Just upstairs outside.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't want him seeing me staring at his window.
All right.
Coming down like, oh, smash your fucking head in. All right.
Hello, is that you?
Hiya, Bill. You're right.
Oh, God, absolutely wonderfully groovy to talk to. Listen, Kat, you know, I haven't done any more Scrooge stick. I'll do it next week or something like that. I've just been really busy, like drinking and smoking, so having a wonderful time. And, of course, being in every single thing known to mankind. Mm-hmm. But listen, I get on my little soapbox, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, well, this week, straight to the point, fireworks night. Oh, shit, no, it's the wrong one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd have to do that. Oh, well, listen. Fireworks night, anything like that. Fucking don't burn yourself, you retards. End of.
Yeah, good message.
Another thing, I'm trying to think of something politically correct. Listen, a good friend of mine's going to Fat Club at the moment.
Okay.
And I don't like it in the slightest. I think there's way too much pressure on young girls to look like the sort of terrible athletic build. And may I say, the word curvy is for a bloody good reason, you know. It's a wonderful thing, aren't they, curves?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't really want to, you know, be touching up a woman who's got a similar physique to, a Russian boxer, you know. I want curves.
Mm-hmm.
I want padding. I want, you know. And so can I just say to all the girls out there, have a little think about it. And don't fucking starve yourself. Don't be stupid. And maybe perhaps you do have, you know, the odd little bit here and there that you'd like to change. But change it with reason and don't go too mad. Am I right?
Yeah, I think you are right.
And I'm always right, aren't I? Well, listen, because I know you're going to do some more calls in a minute. So I won't be long. And I just wanted to say, everybody calm down. Take a look at yourself and realise it's a wonderful thing you're looking at. Is that good, Kat?
I think that's brilliant.
All right. Well, listen, I'm off because I've got a souffle in the... Keith's coming around tonight. We're just going to have a bit of a wine testing evening. So I've got to go.
All right. Well, take care, Bill.
Well,
see you
soon. Too as well. And lots of love to Laurie as well.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
It's that time again. Should we get the board out?
Oh, yeah!
Imagine that if I was proper, like... Just, like, got fucking possessed or something.
Probably will do next Halloween. You've got to save all these tricks. Let's get the board out.
Yeah, because we watched a load of scary films, didn't we, the other week?
Yeah.
What one did you watch?
Exorcisms and stuff like that.
The Thing.
Oh, The Thing was great.
The original?
Yeah.
Well, the Kurt Russell one.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can conjure up some demons.
Okay.
What happens if I actually get possessed, though? We're having a laugh with this, but...
Repossession.
Yeah.
Repossessed.
Yeah. You end up on that show... Homes Under the Hammer.
And of course, Kat bought Laurie without looking at the legal pack, which is a severe no-no. In fact, all the guys that do property programmes talk like that, don't they?
That big fuck guy.
Yeah.
They got this.
Of course, they bought it. Let's see how much it goes at auction.
And it goes, and then it just cuts to a boring auction.
Lombardy house, three bedrooms.
And it cuts back and it goes,
let's join them later on in the programme to see what happens.
They've done nothing on the house. Yeah. Except painted like...
Well, we can't. Whoa. We didn't read the legal pack and the whole place needs to be knocked out.
You didn't read the legal pack, did you? It's a big fucking mistake.
Yeah. Just a close-up slow camera right on his face.
Read the fucking legal pack!
I did see one, actually, where literally that happened. He bought it for $275 or something, and the house just needed to be levelled because of the rot and the fucking dead bodies.
Do you think that on Homes Under the Hammer, those two actually get on? I think there's a bit of...
What, the lady who talks about carpets?
Yeah.
I like her.
So do I. She's always got a big buckly belt on. And she's looking at the bright side.
Yeah.
And that other guy... in the
He normally does houses up in the north that are a bit dingy.
He actually does them up?
No, I mean, he looks after... that. Maybe they're, like, split into locations. Oh, so he does the north, which is all a bit...
grimmer
than the south, which starts grim but turns into very profitable property, I find. Mm. So I think he's a bit jealous, actually.
Yeah. What are you doing this evening, then? Oh, I'm done for the day. I'm just going to go home. I'm just grouting this fucking man.
He does, though, and there's an online clip of him like saying some bonkers stuff.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
We better find that.
Yeah, find it, put it up. And it's going, I am on the programme Homes Under the Hammer, which reaches an audience of 70 billion people. And you're like, all right, calm down. But being on that show is a huge responsibility, reaching 70 billion people. Now, calm down. Bet he's a right shit.
I bet he's a right
shit. Bet you're not allowed to use the top bathroom.
I bet he cries. He's that kind of like, gets angry, so angry and he cries.
Yeah, and all his makeup runs when he's
But
crying.
They've got a new bloke on there at the moment, aren't they? Mm. They must both hate him.
Mm.
Must make his life hell. So when he does his bits to camera, they like cut in. Boobs!
They're let off. I think so. Right, okay.
Oh, yeah, reach your ball down, yeah. And let's all join hands and put our hands on the what? Plumb bob. What is it?
Planchette.
Planchette, anybody?
I'll have a cheese planchetta.
Is anybody there?
There, we're there.
Is anybody there?
We're there.
Woman, your bad self.
Let me tell you a little thing about myself.
I'm a bad man. Wagwan, Larry.
Exactly, and to all the Irish out there, I'd like to apologise. Right there, for this podcast, this shoddy-ass podcast. How have you been, Kat?
Grand. How about you?
Oh, on the spiritual plane, I'm always winning. As you well know, I've replaced Gardner.
Oh!
Much more popular than the people voted me in. Oh. It was kind of like a Brexit for heaven, and they all voted me in.
Why not? God's an old dearly fella with not much know-how of what's going on in the world, but our old Wagwan knows all that's going on. Now, do you have any questions for me before that damned Yvette Fielding starts banging on?
How do you keep your taps clean?
What?
How do you keep your taps nice and shiny?
Well, we're not beating around the old proverbial bush here, Kat. I myself don't favour vinegar because vinegar, nobody wants a bath with their eyes stinging them.
No.
So when we're going over to taps, the best thing to use is citrus.
Okay.
The cleaner's best friend. That's two parts juice, if you will. I'm still talking about the lemon. And nine parts water.
Okay.
Use a strange cloth. And just lightly buffer over the tap, leaving it for 10 minutes until it gets sticky, and then use a clean towel to wipe the residue off.
Okay.
And I'll limit out some stuff. Are there any other questions? We really need to think about this show.
Do you have any other patois slang we can...
No, I just actually thought that just now. I might need to just go online and have a little look.
Little rewind selector.
All right, well, let me just try that. Little rewind selector. Little rewind selector.
Soundboy.
Soundboy.
Soundboy. Downboy. Don't sniff me there, it's uncanny.
All right, but I'll tell you what, I'll do a little bit of research. I'll go off next week and I'll come back with actually something we can use.
Until then... Keep your bodies warm because it's cold. Am I right?
I'm not wrong.
Sorry, silence. And I'll see you next week.
All right, Terry.
And he's gone again, back into the ether.
Yeah.
But I hear the sound of a van coming.
Yeah?
Out of the fucking way! It's my right of way! Oh, fucking school bus! How are you doing? Sorry about that. I like to park in the same place every time, and that fucking retard who rides that bus every time. But I know he's supposed to help all the old folks and the special children, but fuck that, right? My side of the road, my right of way. How is everybody?
Great.
Absolutely wonderful. Of course, I like to digress and just go to the Director General's tooting his horn, but I'm going to ignore him this week and have a leisurely time because I can see a cup of tea over here. I'm just going to have a little swig, a little spiritual cup of tea. Anyway, how are you, Kat? How are you, Laurie?
I'm all right. I'm a bit aching today, actually. I did clubber-size last night. I went for it.
Well, when you mean you went for it, you just turned up or you actually went for it?
I actually went for it. Did loads
Big
of new...
Big time, shapes.
Yeah.
Smashed it up.
There was Firestarter, my favourite one. We did that last night, and we had to pretend to be hammers. We really went for it, like pretending to be a hammer.
Oh, right, not like MC Hammer.
No.
Wonderful for the world there, but... isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to just all do that in the hall and be able to look at each other and look in the mirror at the end of the evening? So you're enjoying yourself and I'm just taking over Ray slot here, but you're keeping rather well and you're extremely fit.
Yeah, try my best, you know, do my bit.
Absolutely wonderful. And you know, last week was Halloween. No, last week, fucking hell, I'm really ballsing this up. Last week was Bonfire Night.
Yes.
And some little shit burnt the van out completely. The Wiltshire Farm food was a night off. Burnt the tyres on it, burnt it all down, defecated all over the place. And that was before work. So, sorry, that's the sound. I have to do that because the indicators don't work. And I hate the sound of deathly silence. Anyway, amazing. And as you well know, this is the time of year that that building fucking bangs on like no tomorrow. Now, luckily, in the van, I have the old spiritual radio tuned to Heart FM.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't hear anything. It jams it all out. But some of the adverts on there are ridiculous. And do you know what I heard?
What?
I heard old Cotton's. Is it Cotton? What's her name? I heard her Wiltshire Farm food advert.
Dot Cotton.
No, you know, Fern. She... Yeah, Fern. Was it Fern Cotton? Who's the one who's got the bubble in the tummy? Because she was a bit big.
Molly Willoughby.
No! She's married to the... Yeah! She's married to the chef. She used to do Good Morning Britain and all that jazz with
That's
Philip.
That's right, yeah. She's a Fern, but I've forgotten her surname. Fern.
We're going to call her up in a minute on the old spiritual ad. Fern.
Can you ask God?
Actually, I'm going to go and ask God. Is she going to get...
Britain!
Britain! Sorry, I was just over by the band. She is doing Wiltshire Farm Foods now.
Yeah, I bet she eats them.
Well, I bet she does. And also, she's not old enough.
Nope.
I was old when I did those. She's a young whippersnapper. Well, how does that work? Fucking ludicrous. Do you want any farm food? Do you want any Wiltshire
farm food?
What,
are you saying I'm old enough?
No, I've got surplus. I can't
be
bothered.
Oh, yeah, I love food.
I cannot be bothered. There's a couple of old people who live right on the outer reaches of town. I'm not going to go. I'll
okay.
Just chuck their stuff on the side.
Yeah.
It's like when you used to get, things to put inside newspapers.
Yeah.
When you used to do the paper man. You used to go, fuck that. No, it's just that.
Yeah.
Just like
that. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Don't have this, it's a sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, lovely!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you get us the numbers for next week's lottery?
Yeah, of course!
Go on then, what are they?
20, 23, 4, 12, and B!
Oh.
Great!
B3!
B3.
Anyway, listen, I've got to go because the old producer's bibbing the fucking horn again. Do you know what? I'm going to take that off him. I asked him, what else did you get for Christmas?
Got Christopher Biggins so spooked.
What?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
what's
right.
Got him? He's looking at the trees.
Okay,
he's
sorry.
He's covered in cuts because he's still in the jungle. I think every contestant will die.
Maybe he just comes through, floating through the trees, Christopher Biggins, like...
So what was the predator? Was it like a dinosaur? I can't even remember the film, sorry. Terry's giving me that look like,
with dreadlocks.
You don't fucking know.
It's a racket.
Did you see 2? Did you see Predator 2? It was an abomination.
Yeah.
That had a Rastafarian in it. It didn't make sense. It came out of nowhere.
What, a Rastafarian dinosaur?
What, this rascal? He was like giving me all that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Danny Glover?
No.
Weird. He's an alien, and it's a sport. And when it gets hot, he turns up and he kills everybody.
When it gets hot?
Yes.
Like hot, hot?
When it's the hottest season, first villagers go missing, then the animals. At first, we thought it was a wild animal, but it turned out to be the bear.
How big is it?
7 foot. Okay. Played by a basketball player at the time. And it was... It isn't... the prosthetics I think they used was like latex or something, which is a thick rubber. And it was in a Puerto Rican jungle they filmed it in. So the guy was sweating his Michael Bublé's off. Michael Bublé.
Mm.
I still haven't met you yet. Hello, it's me, Michael Bublé. I gotta say, I've just been recording a song you guys are gonna really love. I actually really like him. Mm. But
didn't he go down the pub down here? Was that him?
No, that's Jamie McCullen. Jamie Cullen.
Jamie McCullen, who, yeah.
Jazz.
Hey, jazz. Jazz. Oh, and I remember Jinsey Momancy wrote this song in 56, and then it was really covered by Bendigo Vassar.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing three-piece quarterback farfang.
Although his BBC show is a must-listen.
Mm.
It's really good. But is he married to Sophie...
Duh.
Bellexter. Oh, no.
Bellexter.
Sophie Bellexter.
So she's got a new song out.
Bexter.
Sophie Alice Bexter.
Yeah, sorry, not Bellexter.
Sophie Alice Bexter.
Bellexter. So that's someone out of Dallas or...
Stand forth, Sophie Bellexter.
Hello, call for the DJ. That's all their songs are all like that, aren't they?
There was a thing on last night with Sophie Alex Bexter or whatever.
And her mum.
And her mum. And they were looking at massive screens of their faces, zoomed in, right? This is all about them, all about them.
Yeah.
And it's like, look at you now, you're 45. Wow, for sure. She's going, oh, I'm not sure I like myself. And then she's like, fine. Her mum's like...
She's always stunning.
Her mum's like, you look amazing. She's like, well, there's some things I'm not that quite happy about. And her mum then, who's about, I don't know,
60.
Right. Has a massive TV Janet projection Ellis. Of her face. And she's just like...
She was really foxy when she was on Jigsaw and
Blue Peter.
Blue Peter and all that.
And her daughter says, oh, you look great. I'd love it if I would look like that when I'm your age.
Yeah, the bummed. Fuck it. Oh, if anybody says to
and
me.
And her mum was like, well, obviously, there's some things that I'm not quite happy about. But, you know, her face is like...
It's the worst picture in the world of her.
Yeah.
So what's the point of the TV show?
It's something about how your age faces.
Strike that, reverse it.
How your face ages is the TV programme.
It was a bit weird, isn't it?
But it was really interesting.
She's just a picture of her ass. Look at this, 76, banging.
Yeah, how many fucking grapes have you hanging from that?
Oh, 98, fucking lay off the Black Forest Gatto, love. Jesus.
That would be a really good experiment, actually. If men or women could tell the ages of someone just by their ass cheeks.
You can, you split it apart and you can see.
Oh, stop
it! You got the lines.
You can see the ring.
Tree.
Like an old
weathered tree.
Yeah, like a yew tree.
God.
Operation. She's 1,000 years old.
She's fucking ancient.
I think David Attenborough would be able to tell the age of someone by their arse.
Yeah, he does. He walks up to her and he puts his finger straight at your bum. And he goes, 12. Actually, no, we'll cut that out.
Yeah, you better.
He goes, 36. Well within the age, 24. 24, 25, 26, 27, through the hoop. I have no idea.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, it's your
vision. Oh, 100, fuck off. Join me next week as I find out more ages from fingering butt. I'm in a lay-by on the A253. I'm about to finger a butthole. Close my eyes. Just through his little car window. 34. Another day older. Join me next week when I go on a whirlwind tour of Britain. Yeah.
You just see this planet Earth on the titles with his finger.
He's even got a big paper mache fist with a finger out on the front of his car, and he just gets, people bend over. He just drives up behind him. Little hybrid seat on the engine. I don't understand those programs where they get people up and they look at themselves and go, "Fuck me, you're disgusting."
No.
And then they go, "What would you like to do to look a little less fucking disgusting?" And then they go and do like minimal because the TV, you know, company is not going to spend that much time on you. Well, so they come back after a month of you've been not eating and then they go, "Look at you, you're amazing, here's your family." And that reaction you get from your family, isn't that a bit barbed as well for the fact of like, "Oh my God, you used to look like shit till today, glass of champagne. Now you look marginally shit.
Thank fuck you look acceptable now, love." You know.
"Now I can kiss you and not vom." Yeah!
Embarrassing bodies this week. John, five heads.
Yeah, that's a weird...
I could get rid of five heads.
What?
Hey, what are you all about?
What's that? I can't hear you.
My mum was on Embarrassing Bodies. The bus came to Leeds to do, like, a show. And she said, "Watch it, love, I'm on it. And I was like, "Right, okay, switch it on." Well, there was a lady with her arse cheeks spread.
Is that your mum, was it?
And someone was looking at, like, this little bit of... well, it was a black lady, so it wasn't my mum. But she had, like, had this big nodule of skin hanging out of her arsehole. And I was like, fucking hell.
Oh, no.
I was like...
Your mum was there going... Fucking hell, it's good, this. Boring, boring, boring.
I was like, "My God, Mum, what did you let them do to you?" And then it was cut to her and she just had a little mole on her forehead.
All right, good.
But I just
like
thought...
"Can you squeeze a spot?"
That's rubbish.
Yeah, but I thought if she got her arsehole out on telly, I'd just be devastated.
Oh. She's in a polythene bag.
Open that, then that, then that.
What's that? No idea. Shit. Fart. Just hits you in the face. Yeah, it's very strange. I don't like that, you know. I think there's too much pressure on people to change, and then they don't get them to change properly, and they change just like by a little bit, and then they're like, "Well done." That a crap.
Mm.
Where's Trini and Susanna gone?
Well, one of them went in the jungle the other year, and she didn't do very well. And then the other one sells shit clothes on This Morning. Well, does a fashion thing, but they both sell their shitty, shitty clothes on QVC.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
QVC. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm eating off plates, the first thing I want is a surface that can really hold food.
Yeah.
And how many times have you been in a rush to eat and you put your food on the plate and it's just whizzed away into the air? Well, these new sticky food plates make sure that the food stays on the plate at all times.
Sticky food plates for everybody's dust.
I bloody love QVC.
Why?
I love it. Shit. Not to buy anything.
It's like
just
those craft girls
it.
As well. You've seen the craft channels as well. And it really is an amazing machine. I can get 75 stencils out of this. And you're like, what is it? What does it do?
Well, it helps you make Christmas cards for all sorts of people,
fair
doesn't
enough,
it?
But the QVC's got a lot of poop on it.
Oh, but I love it.
It was
really
on the other day and I just walked into the room, walked out, but this guy was selling moisturiser, which is very weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
A guy selling women's products. You know, you put it on your face, it's lovely and it's beautiful.
Yeah, how many times you put it on your face and you're like, "Oh my God, it's the wrong person, it's someone else's face."
Yeah, well, it should be like that.
Yeah, with this new tube that's stuck to your hand, you can only ever do yourself. I don't know what Cliff's doing. I spend a lot of time on the roller skates. I get chapped quite a lot. So I use it for my knees. QVC. It's the way of life.
We should have our own channel.
Oh, yeah.
It should be called...
PVC.
Yeah, PVC. A bit kinky, like.
Just all gimped up.
Yeah, fully gimped.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. You just come out of a box at the
Do
start.
Do they sell sex things on QVC?
No, I was just thinking, that'll be the next thing, won't it? Sex products.
Now, I know when I'm in the middle of climax, I like a little bit of a butt tickle, and this is what this Laurie 5000 does. And careful not to have it all the way up to 11, otherwise you will shit yourself. I know about you, Brenda, because I'm usually wearing a big nappy.
Yeah, I tried it the other night and nearly destroyed myself.
At the same time, I was in 7th heaven. Let's go over to Janine and see what she's doing. Should we take a call?
Yeah, I think we need to calm down a bit after that.
Third world fuck-ups, it's me, your supreme fucking leader. What? And I'll... Trump! Wow! And without further ado, more tales from Cincinnati Street, because let's face it, reality is far weirder than any of this shit that I come up with. Am I right? I'm not wrong. In the weeks that followed after the Nazi invasion, or whatever the last fucking thing I did was about... Oh, yeah, about music. People knew me on the streets. They wanted to hear Send Her My Love. And they wanted to hear about this whole love story between me and Hillary. But I'd had enough. I wanted to calm it down, get some me time back. So I went back to Trumpeter, and I insisted that Putin did some more hoovering. Little Frosby Flop had left the place to go to all sorts of poopery. I was over there. I kept dropping crisps on the floor. Crunch, crunch, munch, munch. Chips, if you're American. If you're American, God fucking bless you. You're welcome here any day. But I needed something to go back. I tried sewing. I tried Subutio. I flicked it so hard. Putin's like, you can't flick it that hard. You're just gonna flick it. I'm not going to play. Well, you're getting really feisty since the gig. I'm not. You just got to listen to me. And then I thought about it. I'd read a brilliant book called Trump, The Art of the Deal. I was amazed by it, and I said to Putin, why don't we start up a book club?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I got great books I want you to read, like To Kill a Mockingbird. And then just shut up, none of that poop.
He's going to read my books. So I rug everybody I knew. Are we going to round on the old Trump phone? That's the noise it makes when it rings. Wow, 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 stupid opinions. Boom, I said, Hillary, get down here. I know we're not quite talking at the moment, but why don't you come over here and we'll discuss a book club? She was like, okay, I'll come. I'll bring a bottle of wine. But we have to bring some other intelligent people because you're a bit of a fucker. Shut up! I hung up on her, but she knew what that meant. Make come round. The evening of our book club started, and it got off to a ripping start. All the greats were there. Noam Chomsky, Dean Gaffney, Don Edmund Lamont III. All these guys all around. And little Putin piped up.
This is my favorite book, Grapes of Wrath, you know. It's really good and stuff, and it has sort of American...
Shut up! We're not going to read that. No, no. Listen... Trump, let him have his say. We should read his book first, then we can talk about it. Then we read your book. Then we're not going to read... I'm the leader of this, right? Well, actually, nobody voted you, and everybody did, Hillary. That's why we're here. Yeah, well, for the sake of this story, no one's actually... Well, we'll hold a vote, won't we? Who wants me to be the most brilliant fucking president ever of this book club? Everybody shot their hands up, although most people didn't really, but Putin put two up, so that counted. Good, that's me in, supreme leader. All you fuck-ups better read Trump, the big-ass kick for a business. That's a fucking grade-A title. And they all went away, ready to come back the next Friday. Well, are you going to start talking about it or something? You just start talking about it. Well, I didn't read it. You didn't fucking read it, Hillary? You had one thing to do. I punched Noam Chomsky in the face because he was just looking at me like a little fucking idiot. Stupid man. What did he even know? Well, quite a lot, but... You've got to read my books. Well, we're going to read your book every week. Yeah. We're going to read The Way to the Top next week. Surviving at the Top. The Best Golf Advice Ever the next week after that. 10 Secrets I Learned from The Apprentice. Going to read that in a week. And then Commercial Real Estate 101. All these great books. Noam Chomsky's like, Dick Gaffney's like, shut up! We're going to read my fucking books. They're going to be fucking excellent. And you retards are going to fucking sing my joke. Punched fucking.
fucking period of the face 55 times. Everybody in the room was like totally appalled. How could this be happening? Well, I'm like, I'm supreme leader of the book club. You guys get to fucking call nothing. I picked up all the cheesy dips and I threw them in the air. I dip a knob in the fucking hummus and I run around. You guys are fucking idiots. Punching them all. Dropkick. Vagina. Straight in there. Went round. Bowling ball. Hillary. Woohoo. Everybody. Putin was like, man, you gotta stop this. Everybody went home. They were all appalled. I didn't care. I was a supreme leader. I could do what the fuck I wanted. The next day, I built a huge wall around my book club. Most people said I wouldn't because I said I was going to do it at the start, but it seemed pretty possible to make these fucking stupid claims, but I did. Of course, it was like the Menasio line was ill-funded and I could only make it about a foot high. People could just walk over it, but it was a wall, people! I rang everybody up. You're not going to come round! No, nobody's going to come round because your shitty, stupid opinions are just shitty. It's just shut up! Just you see, I'm the most supreme leader in the fucking world. You are rubbish. I hurled the phone onto the floor. Not too hard, because it was a Trump 4000. We only made about 500 of them, made out of gold, pretty nice. Still available on my website. And I turned around. Standing behind me was Putin. Are you happy? You've got everything you want, you're supreme leader of book club, but you're a fucking grade A wanker. You don't say that to me. You don't get to say that to me. I do. Somebody needs to stand up to you, Mr. Poopy Pants. I'm leaving Trumpina now. I go back to my own boat. And I'm going to pull away and go to a different part of harbor. You see if we don't. Poopface.
He pulled my willy tort, but it fell off. He kind of looked at me and I went, yeah, I kind of lost it when I was young. But he kind of stuck it back on like a really bad pinned tail on the donkey and we just both awkwardly looked at each other.
That's really weird, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'm leaving.
I know. You should go. He closed the triple glazing patio doors. And at that moment in time, I never truly felt more alone.
Just like the world. Okay. Tune in next week, people, for more amazing tales from me. That's if there still is a planet to talk to you on, because this really is fucking end of days. Until next week, well, maybe next week. See you later, you fuck-ups. Can you hear me?
Ray, you all right?
Yeah, oh, I'm all right. We just ran a campfire now with all the elders. You know, there's a lot of bad press for the old Taliban, but at the end of the day, they've got a strong message and they're doing all right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, I've swapped recipes with them. They didn't know anything about a slow cooker.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I've introduced them all to that. Yeah, Gunga Din. Yeah, Machu Picchu, all that, yeah. No, we're having a wonderful time here. Obviously, we have to keep moving from cave to cave because we keep getting hit by drones and stuff like that, but otherwise, you know, things are all right, you know?
Yeah, boy, all right.
I don't know about the boy. The elders didn't take a shine to him, and he's just run off into the mountains, and the cave systems are quite extensive, so I'll have a look for him in a couple of weeks if nothing shows up. But, I mean, one thing the Taliban have got, because of the old joke about Taliban and all that, they've got a lot of TV here,
okay?
And I've caught up with all the floggets.
Oh, great.
And I am just about to be made one of the honorary tribe elders.
Wow.
Yeah, for a small province out here in Afghanistan. So, you know, viva the revolution. Too long have we been held under the tyranny of the West. Yeah, I've got to go, Kat, because we're just going to execute an unbeliever at the minute. No, it's all right. There's tons of them out here. Don't worry about it. I mean, unbelievers. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a racist. Yeah. Actually, I probably am, but, you know, things out here are very, very good, but I will be coming back before Christmas. I've got to get back to the precincts.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got some QVC deliveries.
Really?
Yeah, they'll be, like, by the bin.
What's that, a box set of floggy?
Yeah.
double box set of Flogget, a Flogget t-shirt, and a little remote control car with Flogget written on the side. Well, I say remote control, it's got a cable attached to it. It's not very good, Laurie, if I'm honest.
And Princess 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, who's feeding her? Listen, Kat, I'm going to make a phone call. I'll catch you next week.
Yeah, well, I've got... let's combine Cat's People and Cat's Corner together.
Okay.
No, let's do it together.
Okay,
it's
we'll
fine.
Do it together. So, for the first time ever, a double mash-up, or side-by-side, if you will, it's Cat's People and Cat's Corner. Cat?
What kind of theme tune would that be?
You just... Do you
All right. Corner!
That's crazy.
That's
what's
just insane.
That?
People would be like, for, you know, like...
I'd be like, what's happening?
What's up with that?
People would be having heart attacks and going, oh!
What, they'll be really that upset?
No, I'm only joking.
We'll
no,
come
that's
up
brilliant.
With something anyway.
That's great, leave
that's
it.
That's fine.
So, what's happening at Corner?
So, people. Let's talk about me.
People's Corner.
People's Corner.
Just stay in that corner.
Yeah.
Yes, stay there.
Well...
No! Ruth! She said stand in the fucking corner, didn't she? Not at any fucking time did she see you amble about, move around. But you asked for a cup of tea, Eamon. No, I hear it!
Jess! Where's my Jess?
I asked for my favourite booty, Jess! I didn't fucking ask for tea! Booty, Jess. He does the advert for
booty
it.
Booty juice.
Booty, Jess. I wake up in the morning, I wake up Britain as well. I mean, I don't know if you notice or not, or used to do that, but what I used to like to do is have a nice glass of Booty Booze when we do the advert. Booty... No, no, it's not Booty Booze.
Doody Doo.
I have a nice glass... After that, I have a nice glass of Doody Doo.
What about if Doody Doo juice is good for your Booty Boo?
Yeah.
Your Doody Doo is good for your Booty Boo, unless you're Ruth, and then you're just a fucking whore left there, aren't you? Oh, I'm sorry, darling, I didn't...
He could be on QVC selling his doody doo juice.
Doody doo juice. Now, I don't know about yay yay, but when I get up in the morning, day, I want a lot of lovely doody doo doo juice. Now, this new doody doo doo juice is fucking £139 one off payment. And if you don't pay, that rings you up. What don't you get about it? Two payments! I don't care if you're old! I don't care if you got cancer! Fuck you! You made a commitment to buy the Doody Doo juice. And then Ruth, punch her in the face. No, I don't really... Ruth, punch her! Ruth's like, oh, my hand. Shut up!
So, People's Corner?
Oh, yeah, sorry, People's Corner.
So, guys, I wanted to talk to you about a new person I'm following on Twitter. Who's really, really funny. I know I've not ever done this before.
Do we do other funny people? Go on.
What's his name? Laurie Peters, by any chance?
Well, it's this...
Terry Minot, by chance.
T. Minogue. T. Dog.
T. Rex.
Twat.
It's called... if you find him, it's called shit_reviews.
Okay.
And it's this guy that does... Well, I assume it's a guy. Sorry, it might be a girl. But it's quite sweary. And they do reviews in 140 characters, obviously, because it's Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
And he just gets the synopsis in there quickly and an opinion on it. And it's really funny. And I'm going to read a few out.
Okay, go on.
Don't know if it's going to come across well on this or not, but let's see.
Yeah.
So, Silence of the Lambs. Hannibal kills and eats people. He's arrested and is forced to wear a mask and speak daily to a boring fucking lesbian. It's really funny.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's getting it. Next one. Singing in the Rain.
Tumbleweed.
Singing in the Rain. Some old bastard is in the rain. He's fucking drenched. He dances and swings around a lamppost like a cheap stripper. You fucking tough crowd.
This has to be a northerner.
I think he is a northerner, yeah.
He goes so sharp, comes back, fucking shit.
Fucking old shit!
Enter the dragon. A little fella with no shirt is spying on a drug lord. He has a couple of sticks and can jump high as a fucking kite.
He's got the L'Oreal crystal.
Yeah. The Exorcist. A girl has her body taken over by some cunt. Priests sprinkle holy water on her, and next thing you know, her fucking head spins.
That's right, isn't it?
You're getting taken over by some cunt.
So you should get all northerners in to deal with any paranormal activity. Just, oh, you've got a cunt.
Yeah. You know, I think he's taken over by a cunt.
Can you hear me, you cunt?
Get out.
Leave this house, you fucking bastard.
Emu's world. A bloke in pink has his arms up an emu's arse. A fat green woman runs about. The door knocks and all the fucking kids sing about it.
Yeah.
Kez.
Pink windmill, though.
Kez.
Billy is a boy who gets a kestrel. His bro asks him to put a bet on, but he buys fucking chips, so his brother kills the big winged bastard.
Like big wind bastard.
So that's Kat's recommendation of a new person to follow this week, and it's @shit_reviews, and it's just really funny. Whenever they come up, they're always really, really funny. So that's my recommendation for that. And then in terms of people to talk to. Yeah. I wanted to say hello and thank you to Shelley Bell, who...
Shelley Bell is our live and breathe.
It's a great name, isn't it? So...
Are you still performing Shelley Bell? Shelley Bell.
So Shelley Bell, she's shared our stuff lots, and she shared a really nice picture of someone sat on a branch looking like they were going to do a poo, and
she questioned
if it was Terry.
Can I ask, does she own a cat?
I don't know.
Well, we'll need her to prove that. Because she'll move up another point in our view if she doesn't.
Did you hear that, Shelley Bell?
Or if she has a dog, we'll still give her a point.
Okay.
She has a budgie.
Have we got a league?
Shelley Bell.
A what?
A league going on.
Oh, what? Like on Top Gear, where you, like, you're up one place.
People league. Just like, top of the people.
Just some of the people at the bottom.
Instead of top of the pops, top of the people.
Look at you! You're down nine places, you fucking piece of shit. I could smack you in the sea. Doody-doo.
Get in the fucking sea, you bastard!
So hello to Shelley Bell, hello to Glenn71, we've not said hello to you for ages.
Glenn71.
Maybe he is 71.
Yeah, he's like...
It'd be nice to have an older listener.
Mm.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have a listener.
And then Mike Kelly, he did a stunning review for us, for thanks very much. And then I know we said already,
yeah,
but
thank
Craig,
you very much.
Craig Sugden, thanks for all the funny Terry pictures and
yeah,
nice
keep
comments.
Them coming.
Keep them coming all the time, like relentlessly, the dead of night.
Yeah.
Just telling you pictures of you when you were asleep and, you know, you're like that. What the fuck? Every night.
That's so weird.
I know, I was asleep.
Sorry, Cats People.
Oh, no, that's the end of Cats.
Oh, is it?
Pippa People Corner.
Thank you very much for helping us out, and leaving feedback is phenomenal, and we will love you forever, and thank you very much if you do so. All our besties have done it, haven't they?
Yeah,
spread the word, because we need this to get bigger and bigger so we can be far more stupid. I think we'll talk to Thor and those other guys. We've said I'll do that later. We've got the young chap coming from...
Maybe some work experience, guys and girls, could be helping us out, which would be nice.
Anything. If you want to add your pictures, if you have an idea of what Ray looks like, or Ray's adventures in the jungle, or anything you like, do it. Send it up. We're very active on our Facebook, and we love to interact with you.
We do. We'll always reply to you, I promise.
Always. Well, I might not.
No, he won't. I will.
Because I'm shit. I just forget to read.
You forget to read.
And then I get depressed, like, is anybody listening to us? And then you send something over, and then I go and look, and we've got all this great stuff. And I'm like, you fucking idiot, just go read it. I had that guy. What was that guy who spoke to me in the street? Alex or something. Some guy said he loved the podcast, and then he shit myself.
Wow.
It's so nice. Just not... I went, here, wait there, Alex. Take this.
little love drops out.
Ah, oh, bless you. We love you. Kat, do we love them?
Really, honestly, I think our listeners are the best listeners in the world.
And they are. Mm. We love you. Take care. Look left and right. Go! Oh! No, stop. Go! No, oh, fucking hell. I killed you. Take care. Speak to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.